The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Thank you very much, Bernie. Now, ever wanted to say he's full of himself, Oscar Ilka, or maybe he's so full of himself he thinks he gave birth to himself? Well, now you can. Presenter Hector O'Hulkagon has a brand new book out which introduces readers to the world of Irish through a range of vocabulary, including Capanshe Gurbe Fane, a Rugge Fane, which is he's so full of himself he thinks he gave birth to himself. And Hector is with me now. Much travelled Hector O'Hulkagon, good morning, and the fault you wrote.
Gurumila Maga Patashuka Jashua Ekal Ermaiden.
Now, you have been travelling for how long?
23 years. On TG Carr with Roscoe and Evan. 23 years of going to Dublin Airport, 23 years of heading away, and 23 years having a show on, back then it was Television na Gaeilge, but TG Carr is incredible. And TG Carr is about to celebrate his 30th birthday very, very soon.
Where have you come from?
We have been in the Caribbean on and off since December. We spent almost 3 or 4 weeks in Cuba, one of the most amazing countries in the world. And then we went down into the dance hall and the rocksteady island of Jamaica. Then into Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, down into Antigua, cross-sailed the yacht into Montserrat, the volcanic tropical island, and finished up in Trinidad and Tobago. And that series is on next month on TG Carr. That's our 19th series.
You've devoted two programmes to Cuba.
Two programmes for the first time in 23 years that we've decided that we were so blown away. I was in Cuba in 2002. It's changed drastically and dramatically since the time I was there. They have a very, very poor... at the moment, you need dollars and euros to buy meat. Chicken is a delicacy. There's no eggs, for example. There's no butter.
And how does that contrast to the time when the Soviet Union or Russia was still funding a lot of its activities?
And Chavez, the oil was pumping in from Venezuela. I think there was a lot more. There was a lot more money in the economy. There was the economy was running well. At the moment, the farmers outside La Habana don't have any money to have food for their chickens, so therefore they can't get the eggs, and then the eggs can't be transported into Havana because there's no lorries because there's a shortage of diesel, and the logistics of Cuba at the moment is completely broken. They're using the moneda nacional, which is worth nothing, but if they want to buy any goods like chicken or meat or eggs, you need to have dollars or you need to have euros. But somehow the Cuban people put the best side out, and somehow, no matter what that's thrown at them, probably the hardiest people in the world. They're an amazing people. So we did two shows in one country dedicated to the countryside and to La Havana.
I mean, what had been happening under Obama was there was a rapprochement, and then Trump reversed it, and his allies down in Florida, they were completely vexed at any notion of having a rapprochement with the Cuban regime. And then strangely, Biden didn't reverse what Trump had done.
No, and you're right. Obama said, go to Cuba. It's a great country. It's just off our borders. And it's only a couple of miles down there. And we used to go down there in our millions. And they did. And then the other fella blocked it all again and said the embargo is more important off our borders. And then the pandemic hit Cuba. And it's just been hit and hit and hit. Like, and it's no wonder they're the best boxers in the world. No wonder they're world and Olympic champions. And I got to train with I went to a training facility in Cuba, outside Havana, with the Olympic boxing team. So we have a great show coming up, and that's on TG Carr next month.
Now, a question about Dominican Republic sharing the island with Haiti. Haiti, a basket case, Dominican Republic, okay?
Haiti, probably the most unluckiest country historically in the world. Again, hit by tragedy and typhoons and wars and gangs and warlords and everything and colonialization. And it's just, it's 350 kilometers long, the border. It's Hispaniola is the island, and the Dominican Republic shares that border. And on the show, we get to Dajabon, a country crossing that opens three times a week, where 27,000 people will cross the border in 1 hour to get supplies to bring back to Haiti. From cement to wheelbarrows to chickens to shampoo to food to everything that's not available in that country. So again, a very two sides to a story. One
Absolutely.
Island.
One island, the great free black island.
Yes.
From the 19th century.
La Hispaniola. Yeah. And we were in the Dominican Republic, but we got towards the border as well, Pat. Very, very interesting, unique place. Haiti at the moment is not a safe place to go because unfortunately the gangs are in control.
Yeah. Now, moving on to Montserrat, Montserrat famously has the Black Irish living there.
Yeah, I'll never forget. We sailed a boat into Montserrat. We couldn't wait to get the shamrock stamped on our passport. We could see the volcano in the distance. The volcano has completely destroyed almost one third of the island. They call it the land of the prickly bush. and an amazing place with towns like Kinsale and villages like Galway and Clare. There's Sweeney's, there's Flaherty's, there's Ford's, there's Riley's, there's Fitzsimons.
How do they sound?
They sound, when they speak, they go, I say, what did you put in that curry? I put a little bit of pepper, a little, and thanks be to God, is that they speak, they use the thanks be to God. The Irish influence, to Heller Barbados, Cromwell sent tens of thousands down there as indentured slaves. After 7 years, the Irish got their freedom, no more than the Tamil Indians in Trinidad and Tobago. But unfortunately, the black slave could never get their freedom. And the Irish in Montserrat and St. Kitts and St. Nevis became the biggest slave drivers on the island. And they branded their slaves Sweeney's, Flaherty's, Fitzsimons, O'Reilly's. So there was no love stories here.
No love stories. No interbreeding.
No. This was all plantation stuff. You were my slave now. And we go into that story in depth, which is quite an interesting story about the Irish slave drivers of Montserrat.
If I was to get to Montserrat, the place I'd want to make a pilgrimage to would be George Martin's studio, the famous Beatles producer. Is it still there?
It's still there. It's in ruins. It's in wreck. It's in a part of the island that's in the inclusion zone, which is a no-go area because it's one of the most active volcanoes in the world. But in its heyday, every single of the biggest artists of the world were down there, from Duran Duran to Phil Collins to Genesis. They were coming down in their droves to this remote place. The police were down there all the time to this remote island to record in this amazing studio in the hills. And we got outside it. I can't tell you if we broke inside to get to it or if we walked around the old derelict pool. You'll have to watch the show.
Okay. Now we want to talk about your new book, The Irish Words You Should Know, subtitled, and how to use them every day.
Well, that's an important thing, isn't it? How to use it every day. And I suppose that's what any language, Pat. I love languages. I speak Spanish. I love my Polish. I speak a little bit of Portuguese, but I'm very passionate about the Irish language.
But you were not a cantor o gucas.
Ní rau. Rinne mo wáthar an cine sin. My mum had made a decision at eight. Age at 9 years of age to send me and my brothers to Ratcairn, to the thriving Gaeltacht in County Meath, 8 miles over the road. Could have been Timbuktu when I was young. I didn't even know where I was going. I had a backpack full of clothes, with no suitcases back then, and I was sleeping on a bunk bed. And after 3 weeks, I'd fallen in love with the Irish language. And from then on, Pat, through my teenage years, the Irish language was my best friend, because I was going to the Gaeltacht for 2 and 3 months a year. And I learned a lot of things in the Gaeltacht, self-confidence and who I was. And I learned how to get up in front of the whole Coláiste, teach a song. And the Irish College was my educational ground through my teenage years. And the language has been with me since I was 8 years of age in Ratcairn. And who would have ever thought that T.G. Carr would come on board and I'd be making a show speaking the language, proudly speaking our language, Pat, because it is our language, all over the world for 23 years.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I never learned in O'Connell schools when we did Irish, we did Honours Irish and all the rest of it, we had these Curra Cainte that we used to learn off by heart. Never learned how to swear in Irish.
Oh, there's and so many good
there
words.
There aren't that many. There's no kind of really bad stuff. It's all about the devil, really. They're the swear words that
devil,
you featured.
The devil. When you bring the devil into any swear word, you can really get stuck into it down there. But there's, don't worry, Connemara people have a good, and Munster people, and Donegal people. You can swear pretty good now in Irish if you really want to get into it.
Where do you sit on the Berlachas? Like Punt the Stout Ledhull.
Yeah, I don't mind that. It's funny the way that even in the Cladda in Galway, where in Galway City, you can see the way Irishisms. How's it going to walk? How Kichwiltor? How's it going, old stock? It's the way that the language, that because the language, the Irish language, is here long before the English language, Pat, and it's a way. It shows you the way that it's still there, and a lot of our Berlachas has come through like that. But I've no problem with that.
I remember, learning in school. I have a puncture in my bicycle. It was Thomo Ruhr Palta. Literally, my bike is holed.
Yeah.
But in Connemara, they said, "Tá puncture ar mo bicycle."
Tá puncture ar mo bicycle. Yeah. But it's once you put a H in somewhere, Pat, once you can put that H in, my bicycle, call me Walter White, my water bike.
What about words like, it doesn't sound flattering, but it is, stumpa.
Stumpa. It's a lovely word to describe a fine-looking woman. A fine-looking woman, a stumpa, but it goes in pairs. But this is pure Connemara. Stumpa, stumpa. It's a word to describe a fine-looking woman. And a stack, you can imagine a stack is a fine-looking man. So stumpa and stack. And now, if you use them two words anywhere west of Galway City, you're in luck. And it's a fine day if you see a good looking stack coming in off of Curragh with the tanned, muscly arms and he pulling in the lobster pot. There's a good looking man. It's Brian Stackey.
Now, you give kind of not literal translations all the time. Co Milishle Mill. You say is a fake person, as sweet as honey, literally, you know.
Yeah,
that's what
he'd nearly eat himself. Yeah, you know. In English, he's just, like, if he was chocolate, he'd eat himself. It's even sweeter than chocolate. He's as sweet as honey. Look at him. Look at the stare. Your Lord, you know, you know those people, Pat. Now, you know them. They come into you the odd time.
There's another one I like, and again, you don't give the direct translation. It's they put on weight. Titha Ivioil.
Yeah.
In other words, they've fallen into meat.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful? And that is a word synonymous with Rakarn. That is a word synonymous with the people of the Gaeltacht and County Meath. They have fallen into meat. Toshi Titha Ivioil. Because we love saying, oh, Jesus, you put on it. Have you put on? Have you? We're fixated with weight in this country. We're either losing it or putting it on. Yeah. But in Rakarn, they say, you've fallen into meat.
You've fallen into Titha Ivioil. Lovely. Description of a quiet day. It's a humid, dead old day. Toshé Maravanu.
Toshé Marav. It's dead. You know that. There's no air. You're opening the windows. You're probably going to try and buy an air conditioner. But Toshé Marav in you. And that is that dead, beautiful heat that we don't get too often.
Winnock Yarragort. Now this is...
You wouldn't wish that.
That is a curse.
That is a curse. If you wished bad diarrhoea on somebody, Pat, Bunyach Jarrag, there's a... I don't know, Kevade levels of diarrhoea no Bunyach at on, but Bunyach Jarrag, you know you're in trouble. By to Seleris and Laura Fad.
A Hurachan. You scut.
You little scut. Now that's the toddler. That's the toddler that's in the supermarket and that's after opening up the Cocoa Pops. Come on, call your child Hurachan. Come up here to me. So... A beautiful way to describe that little you scut. And I still use that word scut with my 19 and 20 year olds. You know what I mean? It's like blackguard. It's like these little bearlicka sarish.
Now, the number of different ways you can greet someone, and it depends on what part of the country you're in.
Absolutely. And I suppose from my travels all over the world, whether I'm saying yak shemash in Polish or any language, kital, como estas, to be able to greet somebody in any language is a beautiful thing and shake a hand. And we have three different ways of saying it in this country, and it goes from northern to western to southern parts of the country. So obviously Donegal would say kajay, my tatu Hector, kajay, they nearly break a window, wouldn't they, with that kajay, my tatu. So then in Connemara it gets more into the lilting of the Atlantic, the soft flow of the tides, kajay will too, Hector, kajay will too, kajay will too. Yeah, I will too.
Yeah.
And you can, it's almost the intonation. And I always.
And then it gets very formal.
Conestato down the bottom down there, Kerry, outside Ballinangal. Conestato. But again, beautiful ways to say it. But the Connemara, my Irish is based on the language that I learned in the Gaeltacht and Rakarn, so it would have a Connemara dialect.
Now, the word shift has gone out of favour in English, but it still exists in Oscailge.
Ah, Pat, you'll never forget your shifting. The shifting days were great days, Pat, weren't they?
Ví tú gahanua ag shift oil.
Well, Carrow Tussa, Hollywood Nights, no way. Susan Jesters, Killiney, Pat. No, K not.
Oh, no, it would have been the Clontarf Cricket Club.
Oh, the Clontarf, yeah. Gahal, and ag shift oil gach ihe jay saharan.
Agus thrash on ihe shin, ví me spiumta. I was shattered.
Pat, ta gweilge kiar kalior. Even reading the book, Pat, ta da gweilge ag fiausu.
Lus agus rihim na hoite.
Lus
agus rihim na hoite. The speed and rhythm of the place.
And that's what I use an awful lot in my shows, whether I'm in the back of a hi-ace in Bangladesh or if I'm trundling through southern Ethiopia in the Omo Valley or wherever I am. It's about the loose August rhythm na hoite. You have to go into that. It's almost like the movement of the waves.
Hmm. Now, lunar, a word I was not familiar with.
Lunar. We're all familiar with the brilliant Atlantic, that wild Atlantic wave when we see the sun sparkling off the top of it. And I only found out a new version of Lunar as well in the last couple of weeks when somebody stopped me to give me a new version. But Lunar is that bright, sparkling Atlantic wave that almost, well, you go, oh my God, that's incredible. That sea, that Atlantic. And then it's also, it gives you the feeling of when you have a couple of early morning pints, maybe the day after a wedding, maybe you're in Dublin Airport and you have the lovely two or three pints of stout to give you that giddy feeling and you get that bright feeling in your eyes and you go, I shouldn't really have had this pint before lunch, but I feel really giddy. And then a man stopped me the other day and he said, Lunar Hector. What a great word, because we mentioned on the podcast with Tommy and Lurita, and he goes, I'll give you another lunar. And we use lunar in Wexford. When we are ploughing the new land of the new season and the plough cuts through the land and there's almost like an oily sparkle off that fresh turf, that sod of turf that's just been turned over, in Wexford, we call that lunar.
Lunar. A fabulous phrase, nudie nodine. Don't know how to spell it, but it was used to describe a person who was a bit of a drip, a wallflower. Nudie nodine. A question from a listener, from Owen. Do any of Hector's boys have the same love of the language and speak it like you do, Hector?
Well, I my boys did go to the Gaeltacht, even though they can speak Irish. I did send them out to the Connemara, to Littermore and Littermullon. So they know their dad has a passion for language. Their mum is a fluent Spanish speaker and teaches Spanish in university. So she's from County Clare. So language is all over our house. We have a fondness for Gaeilge. They hear it all the time and they have it. They have it.
Hector is such a national treasure. He met my daughter in Dublin yesterday and made time to record a little video message for me, a fan of Hector's for years.
That man's from Longford, and I met that lady yesterday.
It's Declan in Longford, yeah.
Declan,
that's,
how are
that's
you
who it is. And Declan says, we named our dog Hector.
He's a lovely guy. He's like a collie.
A friend of mine worked at Vue Pointe Hotel in Montserrat in the 90s. I was offered a job but decided not to go at the last minute. I narrowly missed that awful volcano eruption which destroyed the hotel I was going to work in. Did you know that Montserrat is one of three countries in the world that celebrates St. Patrick's Day as their national holiday?
They certainly do. And when we arrived off the boat in Montserrat and got to customs, there was nobody there. But then we waited for an hour and a half and somebody came in an old car. And then they put the stamp of the shamrock on our passport. An amazing country, an amazing island. 2.2 minutes it took for the chiropractic flow to flow from the top of the volcano. 2.2 minutes to come down into the main town and completely destroy it. I was standing on the fourth floor of a hotel and I could see the ensuite bathroom full of ash. It was completely engulfed. 15,000 people left the island and there's only 3,000 people left on Montserrat and it's trying to recover.
Now, your book we can get in all good bookshops. When are you to be found on TG Cahir?
TG Cahir, the brand new series Hector Caribbean starts, I think it's on the Thursday, the 20th or 21st of October, 9:30, all the way through for 7-8 weeks through the Caribbean. An amazing journey. And I'll tell you, Pat, the Caribbean is not all about pina coladas and 5-star hotels. We went deep into these amazing islands. We went deep into feeling how the people are feeling now, because it's not all about Christopher Columbus and the colonial English times.
And gigs at the Galway Comedy Festival.
Os Gaeilge. Lured into this last year. We sold out last year. An amazing line of comedians. Special guests turning up as well, Pat. Gaira Os Gaeilge. I'm in the Crane. I'm in Spiddle in Cushcoon. Agus Thomas a Crane. A great bar in the west part of Galway. The Crane Bar. Yeah. So by Pint the Guinness, we'll have a bit of lunar that night.
And
so
people who don't think they have enough Irish will be surprised at how much they actually remember.
I'll tell you, there are some great comedians around the country and I have a few special guests of very, very big names coming in to do a little bit of Scoilge. It's thriving, it's funny, it's there, it's ours. I guess Fecky Mahuig and Galway Comedy Festival.
Hector ní hócaigh, go raibh míle maith.
Pat, mas mór, go raibh míle maith. Now let's go for a pint and have a little bit of lunar.
Well, still a bit of business to do.
After that, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.